Hello and welcome back to In Bed with Lucy Season 4, the raw and uncensored place where we're free to discuss the nitty-gritties of the adult industry. Everything I discuss is of my own opinion and does not reflect on the community at large, as everyone experiences sex work differently. This podcast is rated R18+ and may contain explicit language, make reference to sexual assault, drug and alcohol, self-harm, domestic violence, and other triggers not limited to the previous mention. If this doesn't fit, then kindly stop now. For everyone else, let's get this party started.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, theys, thems, fuckers, and fuckettes. How the hell have you been? Have you missed me? Of course you have, and I don't blame you. Today's episode will be my semi-final to this podcast as a whole. I am so grateful that I've been in this position to be able to talk to you all about the raw aspects of the sex worker industry and the sex worker community. I, under no circumstances, wanted to glamorize this industry. I wanted it to be an eye-opener. Under no circumstance was I trying to shield your eyes from the truth and from what really happens behind the scenes. So I'm grateful that I've been in this position to be able to give you something different. Now, many years after doing this podcast, I have noticed that there are other podcasts now that have come out and they're doing a great job. And I have overcommitted myself in so many aspects of my life that I have now needing to move on. So please enjoy the final two episodes of my podcast. And like everything else in life, I'm not going to commit myself to one single topic at this point in time. I feel like we're just going to talk about a lot of random different things and maybe tie up some loose ends and yeah, let's just roll with it at this point. So to get into my very first topic that we're going to be talking about today, I have noticed that my audience has been quite broad, where it is, you know, people that are already established in the industry that listen to this podcast, people that are wanting to get in the industry. There's also people that want to understand more about sex work, people that are not industry peers. There's also like lovers of people that are sex workers. So like partners of sex workers that have been enlightened by my podcast, which is exactly the goal that I was going for. And I'm glad that I could be of any assistance because to be fair, I've been extremely generous with the information that I've given out in this podcast, and I've been extremely straight to the point and a straight shooter and no fucking around necessary, because that's me as a whole, with the information that I've given you. And I'm glad that people have expressed their gratitude. I'm really grateful to be the voice of reason in some aspects of it. But I kind of want to move on to something like people that are getting into the industry, people that are in the industry, and even lovers of people that are sex workers. I kind of want to get onto the topic of how, like, I've spoken in the past about how toxic the sex worker community is as a whole. Not everyone is like that, but I'm talking about it from a broad view, right? And I've discussed on previous podcasts that I have personally been a victim of malicious stalking, and I've even done, you know, two podcasts on what occurred in mine, and then I even talked about, you know, stalking and bullying within the industry. So there's probably a little bit of advice that I want to give people that are in the industry or people that are thinking about being in the industry about how to actually deal in life with these general occurrences. You know, there's always going to be bullies out there. But this came to light when I was actually watching a show, and it reminded me of something that my uncle said as a child growing up. Look, people don't have to like you. You know, there are going to be people out there that don't like you. But when they bully you and show you absolutely no respect as a human being, the only outcome at that point is to make them fear you. I know you're thinking, well, that's really philosophical of you, Lucy. But it actually is. It's a good thing to carry on within the industry, is if people are targeting you and you are being bullied, I don't recommend being kind and nice to people, that because that's not going to get you anywhere. You need to make them fear your name. They need to fear you, because that's when the respect comes. Because they're not respecting you because they like you. They're respecting you because they're scared of you. I am a huge example of this. With my stalking story, I was stalked for numerous years from an establishment. And I kind of pussyfooted around it because, you know, I didn't want to tread on any toes. And it actually got to a point where I was like, you know what? I'm going balls deep with this one. I'm not going to be nice about it. I'm going to go straight for the jugular and I'm going to make sure that I make them fear me. So I ended up naming and shaming the people that were personally stalking me. And the backlash from the community was laughable. You know, it really is somewhat embarrassing how they will advocate for, oh, you need to be, you know, safe and you need to do this and, you know, we've got to take care of each other. Well, fuck it. When did those rules come to play? When, you know, someone's being targeted or someone's being maliciously attacked for absolutely nothing other than purely existing, where is your compassion when it comes to that? Why does someone have to reach the point where they're actually now putting the fear of God in people? And you know what? My only regret is not doing it sooner. That's my only regret. It's not asserting my dominance sooner because I was trying to be kind. Where kindness really gets you nowhere in this industry. You need to be ruthless and you need to be, I'll just say it, ballsy, or you need a pussy, because let's be fair, pussies are strong. So you need to actually be someone who's willing to advocate for themselves. And no rules apply to when you're defending yourself or when you're protecting yourself from malicious attacks. There are absolutely no rules in gaining fear in people when it comes to being, I guess, how do I say, attacked all over the internet. Like, there are so many fucking keyboard warriors out there that are honestly all hard up behind a screen, but one-on-one, they literally couldn't even look you in the eye. They're too scared of you. You know, one thing that I will always carry forward is going hard, going strong, and take absolutely no prisoners, literally. And there are no rules for what you should do in order to stop harassment or anything like that. One thing that I will say is you really do need a thick skin when it comes to being in this industry. I've said it before, it's not for the weak. You have to take things with a grain of salt. And another thing that I would say, and I've said this before as well, is that kindness gets you nowhere. You know, being an asshole gets results. So I hate to be the one to tell you this, and you can apply this to everyday life, but stop being so nice to the people that treat you like shit. Seriously. And you know, the outcome of me going balls deep with my stalker was, after 4 or 5 years of constant stalking, it stopped. Yeah, they may have been trying to blast me on the internet, but I've mentioned this before in podcasts, that all they're doing is giving you exposure. It's free advertisement. All they're doing is making people who would never know you exist now know you exist, which just broadens your name. It's more of a household name. Honestly, you just need to let the haters do the hating, because that's what they do best, and just reap the benefits of it. So the benefit of me going balls deep with these people was it stopped. The establishment ended up selling to another seller. The girls in the industry ended up coming up to me, not in the industry, at that establishment, approaching me and personally apologizing for getting involved in something they knew nothing about. I even had the stalker herself message me and say to me, I am so sorry for what I've done. Apologies mean nothing. If I smash a plate on the ground and then say sorry to it, is it going to come back together again? I don't think so, my child. You can apologize and be sorry all you like. You're only just sorry because I brought light to the situation and stood up for myself. And now you have no other choice but to fear me. So that's a little bit of advice that I want to give you at this point in time, whether you're in the industry, whether you're going into the industry, or even just on a life basis, is if you're not being respected, make them fucking fear you. And I mean that I say that shit with my chest, you know what I mean? And while I'm kind of carrying on from that little topic, is when you get in the industry, I think the biggest mistake that a lot of people make is they want to make friends. Now, under no circumstance have I ever gone into a job or in an industry with the intention of making friends. You know, to be fair, if you're searching for something, you're going to find something that's not good for you, if that makes any sense. The best time when you find something is when you're actually not looking for it and the genuine people that you want are attracted to your life. One thing that I will say is when you get in this industry, be careful who you trust. I would tread with caution, and I wouldn't even overindulge in a lot of information about myself, my family, whatever it is, regardless of me being out in the open. I would be very cautious with who I make friends with in this industry. And even in my previous podcasts, I've talked about how people have become friends for a long time and used them as a stepping stool to kind of get, you know, the recognition that they wanted to get in the industry. There's multiple stories of girls that have been newcomers that have gone to long-term sex workers, befriended them, tried to step on them to get the push in the industry that they wanted, and then dumped them and, like, used trash. So be careful who the fuck you talk to. You know, in all my years of working in this industry, I have actually made very, very sound friends, and that is due to the fact of I wasn't looking for them. I had no intention on being close to these people. The only reason our relationships blossomed is because we have the same values, we have the same outlook on life, we have the same goals, we have the same needs, wants, and all those kinds of things, that those similarities is what made the relationship grow in effect. You know what I mean? So one thing that I will say is don't come into the industry expecting to find friends. And even if you do, tread with caution. You know what I'm saying? Another thing I kind of want to talk about is how easy it is to be an independent worker and not having to work for establishments. You know, I've heard so many horror stories about different types of establishments and, you know, what they do to some of the girls, or, you know, even lack of pay and all that kind of stuff. Nowadays, you don't need to work for anybody else. You're the one doing the hard yakka. You know, you're the one out there selling sex, essentially, right? And you're going to give up to half of what you earn to someone because they're supplying a room that you could do out of a hotel. You know, now day and age, working for someone else is not ideal. And if anything, there are so many different ways that you can do it independently and be your own boss and work by your own hours and live essentially a pretty carefree life being your own business owner. Is, you know, my view on working for somebody else in the sex industry is not valid anymore. The internet is so accessible to everyone, and that's generally how a lot of people find sex workers, is from the internet. You know, it's not that hard to get an ad out, you know, yeah, maybe financially, you know, especially if you haven't got much, you know, to get your ads out, but you can start free ads. You know, Miss G's discussed it on previous podcasts that she literally advertises with a free platform. She has no paid ads. You know, if you don't need to have someone else running your ship, you can do it yourself. I think a lot of people just need to have a lot more faith and conviction in their own judgment and in their own actions that you can do this. You don't need anyone else to do sex work. You got this. You know what I mean? So take what you want from that. But my opinion is you don't need to work for other people. You can do it yourself. And another topic, we're going on to move on to another topic. So people that date people in the sex industry, regardless of what part of the sex industry they're in, whether they're full service, strippers, whatever, to the partners of people in the sex industry, I have a few things to say to you. One is you are so fucking lucky to be with this person right now. Of anyone on this planet that they could choose to be with and spend their life with, they chose you. Like, honestly, you need to recognize that the person you're with is a loving, caring boss bitch or boss boy or whatever it is that they are, whatever gender, boss they. Just know that, you know, being with a sex worker, I can understand your point of view. You know, you think, oh, this person's just sleeping with other people and she's having, you know, he, she, they are having sexual relations with other people, and I don't know how I feel about that. Well, to be fair, she's choosing, they, he, whatever, are choosing you to be with in their free time. Now, to be fair, someone who actually does full service or, you know, works in the sex industry, to come home and do it for free for someone that they love is almost like an act of love. Do you understand what I'm trying to say at this point? The fact that they want to be with you is a blessing. They could literally
get their sexual preference, like, sexual, what do I mean by that? I mean, like, their urge for sex. They can actually get that at work. They don't really need it. You know, they can fulfill their fantasies at work. They're not with you purely over a sexual basis. They're with you because they love you. And I want to say to all the partners of sex workers that being supportive and understanding of their partner in the industry is first and foremost the most important thing that you should be doing. And trying to save someone from the sex worker industry is laughable, okay? None of us need saving. I don't know if you realize this, but everything is a choice and everything is about financial gain. Regardless of what your aspect of what your ideology is of what a sex worker does, if you're not comfortable in that situation, right? Say you think, oh, they're having sex with other people means I can have sex with other people. Don't be in the relationship. Go find yourself some secretary or someone in retail, or someone in hospitality. That's essentially still selling their body for work, just in a different way to how you see acceptable in today's society. So if you have those views of, oh, you know, she's sleeping with other people, she don't give a fuck. It's a job. She, he, they, whatever. Sorry, I'm trying to be gender neutral at this point. I'm obviously not being very good at it, but I'm trying. But they, it's a job, okay? Not everyone loves their job. Some people do, like, really, really love their jobs, but not everyone loves their jobs. We all have to work. We all have to earn money. It's not a lifestyle. It is part of their life, okay? So if you ever come to a point where you're like, you know what, I can't handle this person doing full service, or, you know, I really don't feel comfortable with them sleeping with other people for money, you know, however you see it, well, then just end the relationship. Like, to be fair, leave them alone. They can do just fine without you, you know, or especially without that toxicity in their actual everyday life. They can move on and find someone who is not so shallow and not so hung up on their own feelings than their own perception of what the industry actually is as a whole. And you should, and I say this with my chest, you should be grateful that this person's chose you. Like, dead set. You should be like on your hands and fucking knees, bowing down to them going, I can't believe of all the people on this earth, you choose me. Feel blessed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how else to say that. I'm being brutal at this point. But yeah, to the partners and the lovers that actually are really understanding of people in the sex work community, you're also God. You know what I mean? You are the pinnacle example of what a person should be when it comes to not defying someone by what they do to earn money. Anyway, moving along. You know, I've never really talked about, well, I have talked about it, but I haven't really talked about knowing how toxic this industry is, like I'm talking about from a marketing and advertising point of view, I don't think, you know, I've discussed about how toxic this actually industry is. But one thing that I have never really discussed before on a public platform, I have discussed it one-on-one with certain workers, is actually exploiting the ability that sex workers have to talk. Okay. What I mean by that is I wouldn't have reached the level of exposure that I have at this point in time had it not been the ability for people having big mouths and not being able to shut up. You know what I mean? Actually, I have kind of like dabbled on this topic before. So I've talked about how years ago I did a promo video and I did it to a song, and it was the same song as I'm talking a pretty well-known sex worker did as well. None of the video was nowhere near the same, and she even later admitted to the fact of, you know, she was in the wrong. However, early on in my career, I noticed the ability that sex workers have of talking and carrying your branding across exposure sites, if that makes any sense. So when this happened, right, I didn't actually even know that there was this big internet war going on for like 3 days. And in that 3 days, people from across the globe knew who the fuck I was. And it got me thinking over, gee, these bitches can talk. How do I utilize that for my own advertising? Well, easy. their ability to carry your branding was what you do. So you just existing, right? And not being a fake ass bitch. Like, let's be fair, there are so many people out there like, oh my God, I had an amazing day. My client spoiled me, did all this stuff. But when you say something different, that's what actually attracts attention. And let's just say, when you assert the very first point that I made about, you know, if someone doesn't respect you, make them fear you. People in the industry love opening their mouth, right? Which in the end of the day, I utilize that to my best advantage. You know what? I'm just going to be me. I'm going to stand up for myself. I'm going to do me. I'm going to make sure that I don't fit into the little boxes that they create for what should be the ideal view of a sex worker. Be totally different, because that is noticeable. If you're looking at a field of sunflowers and you see one single red rose pop up, what are you looking at? The single red rose. My point. So what I'm saying, in a strange kind of way, is sometimes utilizing people's worst trait or worst feature or ability to do something that may seem confrontational at first point, right, could actually be the key to your success. Do you understand what I'm trying to say there? Is what I'm saying is sometimes when you can exploit the ability of people to carry information, like, for example, before the internet was around, we all heard that Marilyn Manson removed his bottom rib so he could suck his dick, right? How'd that get around without the internet? It was literally the ability for people to talk. Utilize that. That is dead set the best advice that I could give you at this point in time. Anyway, we're running out of time. My 20-minute episode is coming to an end, but rest assured, there is one more episode to come out with some more pointers and some more, let's say, keys to success in my next episode. And I've been so grateful to have this opportunity. I love you all. I hope you have a lovely day, evening, night, whatever it is that you're doing right now. I hope you're having an amazing one.
And on that note, I shall say arrivederci, goodbye. I hope you have a fantastic day, evening, morning, night, whatever it is the fuck that you're doing. I hope you enjoyed your stay. And if you didn't, go fuck yourself. I don't really care, but thanks for the fucking view. Don't forget to follow my Facebook page or my Instagram or my Twitter. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this on multiple occasions. And if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to my previous ones. I'm not fucking repeating myself.